Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
This is Opening Day with WTMJ, broadcasting live from American Family Field.
And the sun is shining here at American Family Field, which is going to make it feel a lot warmer than it is. I got here about 8 o'clock this morning, and it was a little chilly. Didn't appreciate the fact I had to scrape the snow off my truck's windshield. But Greg Matzik is in the warm climes of the inside of American Family Field. And Greg, always fun on opening day, and I love that conversation with Vinny, who had that big home run. Didn't really help him that much, but it's always exciting to hit a home run in the major leagues.
And he did it at Yankee Stadium, too, right on opening day with Lane Grindle putting a tribute call to Bob Uecker behind it. That's a pretty memorable home run for the Brewers on opening day. I can tell you this much. They're not going to open the panels or the roof today, right? The sun might be shining, but rest assured, it is a climate-controlled system. We might even see Brian Hudson on the mound today. I think the tallest member of the Milwaukee Brewers. Have you gone back-to-back with McGill? Do you have him by a little bit?
Yeah, I got him by an inch, I think.
Do you guys talk about that stuff, too?
Yeah, we got a big bullpen, man. It's known.
That's good. Well, Brian, this is your second opening day with the Brewers. I remember talking to you last year, and you were just sort of settling in, new opportunity on a new team. Fair to say you enjoyed that opportunity.
Absolutely.
What is it about this Brewers organization that works so well with you and your style?
I think they're awesome at preaching confidence. You know, your stuff works, and they do a really good job of finding which way every one of us could be the best and how to do it and how to bring it out of us. And I think we just ran with that last year, and we're looking to do it again this year.
So there's a lot of conversation over the last couple of years about the Brewers pitching lab. If you're going to try and explain that to somebody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, how do you explain the lab?
So it's, you take a pitching mound and you put 100 cameras in there, force plates and everything else, and they break down your body on like a skeletal basis on how you move and what's the best way for you to move and to move the fastest. So it's crazy.
It sounds overwhelming.
Yeah, it's cool, but there's a lot that goes into it.
So who helps you break that down? And at a point, is it almost like too much information?
It depends on each person, but we have a whole analytics team that'll kind of help us, explain to us what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we can use it to benefit us. So,
do you feel like that helped you with your season last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they broke down some good things and found some stuff out, and I think it just, it all showed on the field.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to Lane Grindle about this a couple of weeks ago. It seems like nowadays in baseball, everybody seems to be able to throw 95 to 100 miles an hour. Back in the day, when I was a young kid, if a guy threw 100, everybody knew him. Yeah. Everybody knew the guy. Mm-hmm. That is no longer the case. It's not your style, but the amount of guys able to throw the heat that they throw, how is that even possible? Like, how are we at that stage right now where people can just do that?
I think guys are just developing. You know, we got all this technology to help them. They're eating right. They're doing all the right exercises in the off season, and I think it's just slowly evolving. You know, guys are going to keep throwing 100, and I think that's just how the game's going to continue to progress.
You know, rest is always important, too, for a pitcher. When things aren't going right as a member of the bullpen, how do you work on things as a member of the bullpen, right? It's different than a starter where you're separated by 5 days or so.
Yeah, no. We got this time out here in catch play. We'll work on some stuff. We can, go to the bullpen, work on a few things, but it's a majority of the time, you're working on that stuff like in game. Like you're thinking about it, you're doing it all up until you go to the game, and then you just kind of let your body, let instincts take over.
Fun stuff. Brian Hudson back with the Brewers for a second go around. Best of luck this season. Always great to catch up, man. Good
all
to
right.
see you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Always the tallest member of the Brewers, and he'll let you know it's by a good solid inch over Trevor McGill, Steve. A good solid 6'8".
I love that. I wonder if they have a pickup basketball team with him and McGill. That's a nice set of forwards there, or at least a center and a forward.
That's not bad. Maybe Garrett Mitchell will play point guard. We'll talk to him coming up in a couple of minutes. Brewers outfielder is sitting with us in the dugout. He'll join us after this.